This is Warbird Radio. Hey, it's Matt from Warbird Radio Live. Listen, if you're trying to find something special for one of your aviation buddies, visit us online at warbirdradio.com/deals. DEALS. Warbirdradio.com/deals for some great offers from aviation memorabilia. Just a cool stuff that all pilots will enjoy. You can find it at warbirdradio.com/deals. And remember, every dollar that you spend there on the deals page or even through our Amazon store, which is on the right side of the screen there, it helps keep the station on the air. And boy, every penny helps. And we certainly appreciate your business. Warbirdradio.com/deals.
Jeff Harold here from Shaden Precision Eyewear. Shaden offers unmatched headset comfort with the best in titanium and composite frames and non-polarized lenses. Eyewear for the true aviator. Visit us online now at Shaden.com. That's Scheyden.com. Again, Scheyden.com. Be sure to enter the promo code Warbird, and you're going to receive 30% off your order. Visit Shaden.com right now. Put in Warbird and get 30% off.
Our thanks to our friends at Aerospace Specialties, the industry standard for quality, craftsmanship, and precision. When it comes to handcrafted compound-formed Warbird parts, look no further than our friends at Aerospace Specialties. They've been doing this since 1971, and they're standing by now for your order. Aerospace Specialties, call them today, 304-647-5024. That's 304-647-5024.
Reminding you that radial engines don't leak oil. They just mark their territory. This is Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
The following broadcast may not be suitable for anyone. Consider yourself warned. This is Hartman and Hill.
Hello, hello, hello! I am Mike Buzzard Hartman.
I am Patrick Starfish Hilt for the Hartman and Hilt Show, and we got Andy here in the mailroom. Say hi, Andy.
Oh, I'm not actually in the mailroom. I'm at a picnic table.
Well, you didn't have to actually out me on that one. We're actually here live at the Dayton Veteran Air Show, getting ready to watch some neat acts up here, and going to talk about something that happened yesterday and have a moment of silence for it. Andy, why don't you tell them what happened?
Well, yesterday, unfortunately, we did have an accident here, and Jane Wicker, the wing walker, on her 450 Stearman, and her pilot, Charlie Schwenker, were killed in an accident. I'd like to give my condolences to the families and to the friends of both of them, and I think we should observe a moment of silence in dedication to two fine aviators that we just lost. So let's take a moment.
Okay. All right. We got a lot going on today.
Yes, we got some great air show activity going to be happening today. We got Sean Tucker. I know he's got an act up here. I'm not sure. Are they doing the Tora Tora, Mike?
I don't know if Tora Tora's doing their thing or not today.
No, they aren't. I don't think they're here this year.
Okay, they're not here this year, but we should have a Corsair out there buzzing around.
And an F-86.
F-86. And we got a MiG.
Fifi.
Fifi, the B-29,
here.
Is going to do a flyover.
Doing rides. And we've got UH-1 Hueys.
Oh, and we even have a Cobra.
A Cobra.
I know.
Hello.
There's not many, you know, I don't know what good I could say about a helicopter except for, hey, you know, it's a helicopter.
Oh, you get to sit right in the front seat where the gunner sits and get all nasty. Just tell the pilot, hey, I want it, give it.
Wow.
Make it happen.
That's pretty intense, Mike.
Ah, that would be intense.
Would
in
you
a Cobra?
Go for a helicopter ride today?
I would go for a ride in the Cobra, yes.
I would go for a ride. I actually went for a ride last year when I took Sophia Lucas up in the Huey for the first time.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Took her up last year for her first time. It was her first air show, actually, last year. So.
That's right. And we have her back with us again today.
Yep, she's here with us, going to watch a couple of the acts, too.
This is an exciting day.
It's going to be a fun day. It's a little hot, a little sunny, but, you know, we should see some activity.
Air shows are always hot.
Why is that?
I don't know. You always have these hot air shows.
And it's always just rampant. There's no trees.
No trees.
I think, guys, it's because it's usually in the summer.
That's crazy.
Let's talk about what kind of air show fashion do you guys wear? What do you wear to the air shows?
Well, I like to, like, wear spandex. All spandex, of course. Speedo spandex and tank tops. Tube tops, preferably. I like tube tops. And
tube tops.
Tube top.
Yeah, I wear tube top. What, that's not allowed?
It's allowed.
You do
it's,
whatever you need to do,
I mean,
Patrick.
Yeah. I know you always wear red in your Ray-Bans.
I wear red on air show days. Usually I wear, what do I wear?
Red with jeans or something black.
Yes.
Yeah, he wears black when it's 100 degrees outside. Black pants, black shirt.
Yeah.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. Yeah.
I don't know, but
no,
I,
why?
I remember you
saying... She gets an old song.
Oh, really? Oh, is that what it is?
I figured you were going to something.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, so tube tops.
Yeah, they're nice. They're comfortable, you know? You got, like, the shoulders are nice and open. Get some air over there.
It's
and then, you
nice.
Know, your belly's exposed. So like, oh, hanging out. It's nice, man. It's not just for chicks, dude. It's cool.
And you wear shorts with that?
No,
like
I wear my Speedo.
Oh, yes!
Spandex Speedo.
Spandex Speedo.
Yeah, because you know I want some stretch.
And a tube top.
Yeah.
So are you going to put that on here shortly?
No.
Because we'll get some pictures
I don't think
for
so.
The show.
Yes.
It's more European than anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saving it from when I go to Duxford.
Uh-huh.
Andy, what do you like wearing?
I think Andy likes wearing shorts and flip-flops, I think.
Oh,
yeah, I've got just got shorts on, and of course I have the, you know, mandatory airplane shirt on.
Yes.
So this identifies me that, hey, maybe he knows something about airplanes.
Well, but that's like me carrying around a blow-up Blue Angel on a stick. Does that mean I know anything about airplanes?
Yeah, you do, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you do, so.
But today, just think, now that the Blue Angels aren't here,
yes.
And I usually buy you a gift like that, like
yes.
a blow-up airplane on a stick. You know, I bought you the Thunderbirds, I bought you the Blue Angels. When I had to buy you the Snowbirds and you had to carry like 12 of them,
yes.
you know, that was kind of difficult.
There's a lot of those.
That was
things,
very
you know.
Sad.
Wow.
However.
I thought Snowbirds were even like vacationing.
They're Canadian.
Yeah, they're Canadian.
Oh, yeah, not vacation.
Canadian.
Not Floridianite.
So,
oh, I got you.
Today, I've decided to get you.
Yes.
A jet bus on a stick.
A jet bus.
Blow up jet bus on a stick.
So we got a jet bus coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Jet bus.
That's crazy.
I want to see the porter potty.
A blow-up jet bus on a stick.
You remember that one year they had the porter potty jet? That was crazy.
Oh, man. That's realistic, man. I mean, that's real deal.
That's one heck of a thunderbox.
Man. I mean, it got up to about, what, 60 before the John blew away?
I don't remember. I thought that was the pooper.
What, the pooper, yeah.
Oh, the John. That's what you... Oh, I...
No, I mean, the walls of it blew off, and there's the driver. Believe it or not, he was sitting on a toilet seat.
He was reading a newspaper. I figured he'd at least be focusing on driving the damn
thing. I know. With a 5-point harness.
Wow.
You need one of those for your toities at home.
Well, it doesn't work yet, so we're still working on that. The shower's coming along.
So, Andy, getting back to your fashion.
Yes.
You got your airplane shirt on.
Yes, I have a shirt on. A Waco shirt, of course.
And you're wearing an ID badge today.
Yeah. We are here at the PSA Airlines hangar where I work. And so they opened it up for all the employees to come watch the air show. And so that's how we're here.
Well, good. And we thank you for getting us in here. And hopefully
it was tough getting past security with you two.
But we know the code.
No, well, see, it was just not right because I could see the snipers. They were trained on us the entire time.
Well, the fact that Patrick and I were wearing turbans probably didn't. Not
yeah.
that wearing turbans is a bad
I
thing.
Mean, there's nothing wrong. I mean, we were doing it because we were trying to keep cool because our ice, we keep our ice packs under there.
We do. It's
air
show fashion.
Air show fashion.
Hello.
Like one thing I've never noticed.
That.
One thing I've never noticed in Andy.
Yeah.
For facial fashion.
Yeah.
He never wears sunglasses.
And we told him.
We told him where you could get the Ray-Bans.
You know what?
What?
Let's talk about who we got on board with Warburg Radio. We've got new facial fashion, and these guys have watches as well. And they've got some aviator watches. They're neat. They got a compass on them. They've got an IFR timer on them. And so we're talking like chronograph action. And they got all kinds of glasses.
Did you see they also have flight bags, backpacks, and regular bags for carry-on and stuff?
Yes.
I mean, they're really, they're definitely up there.
Yes, and these guys will help you out with your air show fashion. And I believe it's Shanker? Shanker?
No.
Shank,
no,
Shank,
no.
Share.
Shiley? You know, sometimes we need to be a little bit more prepared for these shows.
We'll get to it in a second.
How about Shaden?
Shaden! That's what Shaden. It was. Shaden. But if you actually go to the Shaden website and you put the promo code, if I'm not mistaken, Warbird, you get 30% off their gear.
30%?
30% off their gear.
Boy, the people at Shaden are being nice.
Well, that's wow. It. You're going to buy me a watch.
You want the? Why don't I get you glasses? We're talking about
yeah.
facial
fashion.
Yeah, but
fashion. They gotta be prescription bifocal.
They've got that.
You know, that
they can do that
deal.
Stuff.
The Shaden, they'll do it.
You know,
these guys are good. And I'm telling you what, this is quality stuff.
I want that watch, the black one.
Oh, the black watch.
Oh, it's sleek, man. You know, for when I'm flying around my Black Hawk.
In a Black Hawk.
But every time you
yeah.
buy a watch, you
Butler,
give it away.
Black Hawk.
Well, he does give away watches, which is nice of him.
Yeah. So we want to take him to Oshkosh, and we're going to take him to the Breitling booth.
Breitling is how
hey,
I prefer.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Yeah. I already owned one of those, and I gave it to Matt Jolly. Thank you very
yes,
much.
Yes, you did. You gave
it
to Matt
Jolly.
Jolly.
He wears it around now. He says it stopped working.
It stopped working like an hour after he gave it to him.
I was like, I told you, Matt, you got to shake the watch. Shake the watch. It's one of those.
God. Yes.
He doesn't listen. He has a short attention span. You know that?
But back to Shaden.
Kind of like us. Oh, yeah, back to Shaden.
Yeah.
We got to get you a pair of glasses, Andy.
We should.
We need to.
But we're not going
to
pay for it.
It'd be like send Mike to Chino. It'd be buy Andy glasses.
Why do we
yeah.
No.
What do you think?
No.
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 We shouldn't buy them.
Let's have people send in, because they've seen Andy's face.
Yes.
So let's have them send in what design, what model of Shaden's do you want to throw on Andy's face?
Ooh.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back.
We will
be back.
We will be back after these commercials and after we watch a couple acts from the air show.
Yes, we'll be with you all day, and we'll report, and hopefully, well, let's do it with noise in the background.
We're going to try to get some noise in the background.
Get some, love it! It's air show day with the Hartman and Hilt.
And we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt from Warbird Radio Live. Listen, if you're trying to find something special for one of your aviation buddies, visit us online at warbirdradio.com/deals, D-E-A-L-S, warbirdradio.com/deals for some great offers from aviation memorabilia, just the cool stuff that all pilots will enjoy. You can find it at warbirdradio.com/deals. And remember, every dollar that you spend there on the deals page or even through our Amazon store, which is on the right side of the screen there, it helps keep the station on the air. And boy, every penny helps, and we certainly appreciate your business. Warbirdradio.com/deals.
Jeff Harold here from Shaden Precision Eyewear. Shaden offers unmatched headset comfort with the best in titanium and composite frames and non-polarized lenses. Eyewear for the true aviator. Visit us online now at Shaden.com. That's Scheyden.com. Again, Scheyden.com. Be sure to enter the promo code Warbird, and you're going to receive 30% off your order. Visit Shaden.com right now. Put in Warbird and get 30% off.
Our thanks to our friends at Aerospace Specialties, the industry standard for quality, craftsmanship, and precision. When it comes to handcrafted compound-formed Warbird parts, look no further than our friends at Aerospace Specialties. They've been doing this since 1971, and they're standing by now for your order. Aerospace Specialties, call them today, 304-647-5024. That's 304-647-5024.
Reminding you that radio engines don't leak oil. They just mark their territory. This is Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
Your mama warned you about boys like these. This is Hartman and Hilt.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Mike Buzzard Hartman.
I'm Patrick Starfish Hilt for the Hartman and Hilt Show, and we're back here at the Dayton Vectren Air Show. We've got Andy still sitting here. He's not in the mailroom. He is actually sitting in a chair watching the show. Say hi, Andy.
Hi, Andy. Look at that. Look at what we've got coming right
here. Oh, golly. Oh.
Not sure if you heard that, folks, but that is a Corsair.
F4U.
Yes, I think that's a Dash 5 model.
I don't know, but it sure looks pretty flying.
We're talking R2800. The Corsair, interesting airplane. It has these famous gull wings that everyone sees. You know why they made the gull wings, Andy?
I know why. They folded them up so they could put them on a Navy ship.
They did, and they did fold. However, the gall rings are there for a reason. You know that big engine that's on that R2800?
Yeah.
We're turning about a 13-foot prop.
Oh, really?
And to land on a carrier, in order to get clearance...
Listen to that, folks. Listen.
Okay.
Oh, there he's rolling it. Look at that. Oh, folks, it's such a thing of beauty to just watch fly.
Beautiful. So anyway, in order to clear that prop, you'd need really long landing gear. And landing on a carrier, long, spindly landing gear are not a good thing. So they gulled the wings to actually give you prop clearance, but put shorter gear on it that were more sturdy for landing on a carrier. And that's why the Corsair has gull wings. It was the first aircraft to break 300 miles an hour in level flight.
Oh, wow. How many do you think they made, Andy?
A lot?
Good!
A lot. That's a good answer. I guess that's a good answer. I mean, a lot.
That's nice.
More than a dozen.
More than a dozen. I had to take a baker's dozen.
Yeah.
A baker's dozen of those.
More than a thousand.
Yes. More than the famous...
Oh, he is upside down.
Oh, man, he's upside down. He's just going nasty.
Here we go.
Gotta love the air show, folks. Gotta love the air shows. But, you know, just back onto the air show thing, we actually opened up the show with a couple skydivers. Well, actually, I had one skydiver with the American flag doing the drop. Who was flying around him there, Mike? Who was that?
That was Mike Gillian.
Okay, so we had Mike Gillian, and then the next thing we had was the Wright B Flyer.
Yes, the Wright B Flyer.
That was impressive, if anyone's ever seen it fly.
Scary.
It's slow.
Yes.
Very slow, flies tail low.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Very much so.
Yes.
You notice how he was making flat turns out there.
Yes.
Skidding right into him.
Skidding, coming in with the nose high.
Oh.
Scary.
Oh.
Scary.
Wonder where he learned to fly.
And we had Dusty.
Yes, we had Dusty, the new movie plane.
Animated movie.
Planes, yep, an animated movie that's coming out. He was here. He did a couple passes with the smoke on.
Yes.
What else did we have out here? We had a skydiving team interlocking and going straight to the ground very fast, and then just let go, and then they land. It's kind of neat.
That was pretty interesting.
Oh, wow, the Corsair has its gear down. It has its... It's not landing. Oh, it's doing a gear down pass. Man, that thing's nice.
The Corsair, nicknamed Old Hose Nose or Whistling Death. What? From the whistle that it made.
I didn't hear a whistle.
Well, it had its gear down and it was ready. It was doing a slow pass.
But I didn't hear the whistle before.
It only listens when it's really fast.
I hear P-51 makes a whistle.
Whistling Death is the Corsair.
Okay, well, let's leave it at that then, I guess, you know.
And we had Mike Gillian do his routine.
Yeah, he did. It was a lot of maneuvers that I'm not familiar with. Kind of some twisties, some flip-flops, and just, you know.
Lifty nasties.
I think I've seen Andy fly like that once before.
I don't know if he meant to do that.
No, I don't think he did, but I've seen him do it.
I know.
It's like, ooh, I don't think Andy meant to do that. But that was cool.
I hate when that happens, too, when you don't mean to do it.
Yeah, because Andy gets sick.
I saw an F-86 fly today.
Oh. What was that, a Sabre?
F-86 Sabre.
I think he came right at us for a second, folks. That was intense. That was intense.
And that was the last of the actual dogfighters with a gun on it. We used those in the Korean War, and it was just guns. We weren't shooting at people with missiles. We're actually still tangling with them and dogfighting with them with just guns. So you had all jet dogfights.
Kind of a firepower, do you think that thing had? Like 50 cals or something on it?
I probably think so.
Something
I think
like
that. It had a bunch of 50s up in the nose.
So,
but that was pretty interesting. So everybody's staying cool out here.
Yeah, having a good time sitting here in the PSA hangar, Andy's work here, and just enjoying a nice, cool day. Sun's out. Planes are flying. Gotta love it.
And today, excited, we're going to keep coming to you as acts happen. But we've got Patrick's So You Want to Fly thing.
Yeah, So You Want to Fly.
Yes.
Yeah, my segment I've been talking about here. So you want... Man, that thing is nice. How can we do a show when that thing is flying?
I know. I got my back turned to it.
I know.
One of my favorite
airplanes. I'm just watching it fly. Oh, it's just so smooth. Oh, man.
It's tough doing a show during the air show.
It is. Andy, do you have anything to say? You're just sitting there, just kind of mesmerized. Are you hot? Are you feeling okay?
No, I feel fine.
I think he's feverish.
He's a little clammy.
He's a little clammy.
Are you okay?
I'm watching the Corsair fly.
Oh, jeez. We're ruining it for him. Okay. Now, here it comes again, folks. Not sure if you can hear it. Oh, yeah.
Did you hear the whistle?
No, I didn't really
hear
it.
It was coming at us.
No, Mike, I didn't hear the whistle.
It made a little whistle.
I did not hear the whoa, 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 whoa.
Whistling death.
I think a whistle's more like... That would be a whistle.
You know, it'd be cool.
What was that, Mike?
Orion
Fireball. If we could get one out here, you know, that would be amazing. But you know what? We've got to send Mike to Chino.
Chino!
Send Mike to Chino to see the fireball.
Yes. Yes. We got a good group of people out here.
Yeah, we got quite a bit of folks out here. A couple people that work with Andy. I don't think he likes any of them, though, but that's okay.
No, we're out here doing a show, and everybody's staring at us.
They're like, what is going on here?
What are these guys doing?
And they're talking into a hat?
Yes, we've got a microphone and a hat.
Microphone and a hat.
So it looks like we're getting sick into a hat if you're far away. It's just an odd looking. What are you guys looking at?
What are you looking at? Mike Lucas is giving us a face.
Yeah,
of,
he's
like weird looking over there. He's,
he's pointing at the Corsair making a high speed pass.
There it is.
I'm going to listen for the whistle. Folks, if you can hear it, let me know.
Oh, he turned out of it.
Man, you got to hate when they fake us out on them speed passes.
We're doing a big nasty turn right now, kind of a tight one. Boy, that's a good sound.
That is nice.
14 cylinders of...
That's really got 14 cylinders?
That's a double bank radial, Patrick.
Really?
That's like taking Andy's engine and putting another one onto it from behind.
There's Sean Tucker taking off.
Hey, look, Sean Tucker.
Sean D.
He flies in the like a pits, doesn't he?
I think it's a highly modified nastiness.
I know he flies for like a sponsorship of Oracle.
Yes.
So
yes.
Maybe one day we can get some sponsors.
Exactly.
Do some flying air show stuff.
Exactly.
That'd be nice.
Trojan.
Trojan. Wow.
You got to lean.
You got to get in there.
Trojan.
Well, you know, we could always have on the side of the airplanes, Magnum.
Magnum. Yes.
That'd be a good...
That sounds
good,
nasty.
That sounds pretty nasty.
Yeah, instead of like, you know, a tiny... I mean, you know, like a... Yeah. Maybe Planner's Peanuts.
Planner's Peanuts.
Yeah, I shouldn't say that on the air.
No.
Planners, no.
No.
Well, Andy already advertised.
Yeah, Trojan.
Trojan.
Well, here comes a Team Trojan, you know.
Here we go. Hartman and Hilt Show.
We'd do in P-51s.
You know, that'd be nice.
Trojan's like a horse.
Yes. If anyone wants to donate airplanes.
Oh, yeah.
To the Hartman and Hilt Show.
We will take them.
You are more than welcome.
We will take them.
Yes.
We would love that.
That would be awesome.
I'd like a free airplane.
How about you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Are you excited?
Hey, the Corsair just landed.
We got Sean coming in from
just,
up high.
Look at that. It landed. The nice. Corsair just landed. But back to the topic, folks. People were wanting to hear about my little segment called So You Want to Fly.
Yes.
Well, the best thing to do is start to fly, of course. But you got to know where to start. You got to find your local airport. See if they do lessons. See if they do instruction. See what kind of programs they've got. For me, it was kind of neat. We actually had Waynesville. They do the tailwheel, and they actually do full private pilot instruction. Nice thing about them that I really liked, a lot of benefits. If you wanted to do lessons, you could actually prepay and get discounts. That's one thing that I really, really enjoyed. I would spend $1,000, I get a free $100 worth of instruction. So it was a good incentive to keep me flying. Yes, Mike, it's an incentive, of course. Jeez. Trying to explain it to the folks here what we're trying to talk about. But yeah, I mean, that's something that was nice, you know, going out there and getting to pay and get a lecture. When I transitioned to the airport I'm at now, Moraine, they didn't have that option, which was, you know, kind of a bummer, but sometimes you have to make do with it. But transitioning from a tailwheel, which I always recommend, is awesome, and then going into like a...
Andy, are you sucking
your thumb?
You got your eyes closed.
Why are you sucking your thumb?
Sucking your thumb.
I think Andy's ready for nap time. I'm trying to explain something. I'm trying to explain how to get started in flying, and Andy is taking a nap.
And he was getting into it.
I mean, usually when you and I are bored with Andy, we snore, but he's just sucking a thumb and passing out.
Wow.
I think that's his way of saying you're boring me.
Look at Sean D.
Oh, my God. Are those snap rolls?
That's a lum shavak.
Lum shavak?
Yes.
Wow.
We're watching Sean D, ladies and gentlemen. Tucker.
That is just crazy.
Pretty intense. Pulling up into the vertical now.
And he's rolling it.
Nice.
Oh, look at that.
Snappity-doo on the top with the flim-flam.
Nice.
Very nice.
Folks, we're going to have to take a break here and get back to watching the show, and we'll get back to you later with more of the So You Want to Fly.
We'll get back to you, and Andy hopefully won't be sucking his thumb.
Hopefully he'll wake up. Somebody give him a monster or something.
Dayton Air Show!
Veteran.
This is Warbird Radio.
Hey, it's Matt from Warbird Radio Live. Listen, if you're trying to find something special for one of your aviation buddies, visit us online at warbirdradio.com/deals. D-E-A-L-S. warbirdradio.com/deals for some great offers from aviation memorabilia. Just the cool stuff that all pilots will enjoy. You can find it at warbirdradio.com/deals. And remember, every dollar that you spend there on the deals page or even through our Amazon store, which is on the right side of the screen there, it helps keep the station on the air. And boy, every penny helps, and we certainly appreciate your business. Warbirdradio.com/deals.
Jeff Harold here from Shaden Precision Eyewear. Shaden offers unmatched headset comfort with the best in titanium and composite frames and non-polarized lenses. Eyewear for the true aviator. Visit us online now at Shaden.com. That's Scheyden.com. Again, Scheyden.com. Be sure to enter the promo code Warbird, and you're going to receive 30% off your order. Visit Shaden.com right now. Put in Warbird and get 30% off.
Our thanks to our friends at Aerospace Specialties, the industry standard for quality, craftsmanship, and precision. When it comes to handcrafted compound-formed Warbird parts, look no further than our friends at Aerospace Specialties. They've been doing this since 1971, and they're standing by now for your order. Aerospace Specialties, call them today, 304-647-5024. That's 304-647-5024.
Reminding you that radio engines don't leak oil. They just mark their territory. This is Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
Have a question for Hartman and Hilt? Simply post it in the comments section on warbirdradio.com for this show story, and Hartman and Hilt will respond to it in their next show. If Facebook's your style, find them at facebook.com/warbirdradio.
Buzzard Hartman.
I'm Patrick Starfish Hilt for the Hartman and Hilt Show, and we're back from the Dayton Air Show, and we've got Andy actually back in the mailroom already. Andy, say hello.
I'm swamped with mail. Hello.
Yeah!
He's actually swamped with mail?
He is.
We're actually getting mail?
We're getting
mail.
Well,
it's mostly ads.
Mostly ads.
At least we're not getting bills.
Yeah.
What kind of
ads? No, there's some bills, too.
But how have we even done anything?
Well, apparently, now that you've taken out a credit card in Matt's name,
you've been running up a few bills. You're not supposed to.
Let Matt know that yet.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, it's a surprise.
Kidding.
We're
gonna
say, hey,
yeah,
just, yeah, we're going to boost your credit rating.
Of course.
We're going to make it better.
But you want to make sure you pay that, Matt,
on time.
On time.
Yes.
Otherwise, they might not give us another card.
And the numbers will go right through the roof. They'll give you a loan, unlimited loan, whatever you want.
And when you see the charge for the two T6s on there, you know, it's a tax write-off. Just remember, tax write-off.
Yeah. Is this a charitable type of thing?
I think we're charitable.
No, I think it's 100% for profit.
Oh.
But we're charitable.
We're charitable.
We're charitable, so we should be able to get the T6,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like that one time we did the thing with
the thing.
Raccoon charity.
That thing bit me.
Well, it was fun, though.
It was not charity when I had to spend $1,000 to get my leg fixed.
Well, that's all right.
It bit me.
The point is, we're a charitable organization.
So
that's because you tried to make it fly like a sugar glider.
Well, you know,
raccoons don't fly.
Well, they're fluffy. I figure if I expanded his sides, he would just fly.
Yeah.
That didn't work.
No, it did not work.
They need flappy growth fuel skin.
Yes, yes, they do.
Yes.
They definitely do.
Patrick!
Yes, Mike?
How you doing?
Doing pretty good. We're actually on day two of this show. Had the Dayton Air Show yesterday, and we're doing just kind of a wrap-up segment of what actually happened at the air show. I know I started talking a little bit about the So You Want to Fly segment. We also had a couple other air show acts that were there, which were pretty cool. But
one of the things I wanted to get back to was, so you want to fly.
So you want to fly.
So you want to fly. I was talking about just some things, you know, some incentives, how and where to start at. You want to go to your local airport, like I said. You don't want to go to, like, your big one where they got the big jets, okay? You don't want to go there.
But what if there's a flight school there?
Well, I think these people want to actually learn how to fly for fun. I don't think they want to fly the big stuff. I could be wrong, though.
Well, I mean, they might have a little school there.
Okay, well, okay, you just, if you want to go to your airport, go to the biggest one they got, go to the Delta counter, and you want to ask them, how do I learn to fly? That's what you want to do. You go up there and just ask them, where do I need to go, what do I need to talk
okay,
to?
Okay, we might as well wrap up that segment.
Yeah, well, that was good. Yeah, I guess that was good.
I guess they're not going to want to fly now.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. So. Well, yeah, get what you're saying.
Yeah, you want to go to your local airport, small airport. If you got one that has a grass strip, that's even better. And just ask them, you know, what do you got to do to start? Where do you start? And then start.
Well, you know, something I remember when Patrick was learning to fly, I told him, I said, the hardest thing is making that very first step, and that's going down to sign up for a lesson.
Actually, Andy, I have to say that for me it was the money.
Yeah, nah, it was always a concern. Yeah.
The money was big, but yes, Andy is right. It was hard because I would go down to the airport and I'd him haul around, you know, what I got to do. And, then, you know, they got the big book to sign yourself in to start. And I
tell
just,
him, tell the viewers here, the audience, how this happened to you.
Andy and Susan were real nice. They got the walkers all fired up. And they flew myself down to Waynesville Airport from Moraine, here where we were just hanging out. Walked my butt into the office and said, he's here to sign up. And that's how it all started. I got my first lesson signed up. It was on the paper and the rest is history on that one. So,
I think Andy should be incentive man. He can go around the country.
Yes.
And he could fly people to their first lesson.
Yes. You want to learn to fly? Andy's going to pick you up and take you there. One way or another, kicking, screaming, you're going to get signed
you're
up.
You're going to go, darn it.
Well, and we did the same thing with Mike Lucas.
Yeah.
The same thing with Dave Reichert.
Wow.
Did you take Dave?
We took Dave down there and signed him up.
Wow, I did not know that one.
Yep.
Wow.
So it's kind of like a tradition down here at Moraine. So if you want to learn to fly here at Moraine,
come
see Andy. He'll fly you there and get you signed up.
Come down to the big hangar.
But the only reason, though, we didn't fly here at Moraine is because all these people wanted to learn how to fly the tailwheel airplane.
Which I think is a great way to start, just grassroots flying. You get that seat of the pants flying. It definitely helps. So like when I was flying there and I transitioned here, the instructor here, Danny, when I was flying the 172, I was able to say, hey, you definitely have a lot more connection with the airplane flying, and you're smoother.
You know how to use your feet.
Yeah, I know how to use my feet. I can fly with my feet, which is nice. Mike, what do you think?
I think tailwheel is a great way to start out if you're going to start flying. If there's an option to learn on a tailwheel aircraft, definitely do it. Many times, it's more cost-effective, too, depending on what kind of tailwheel they're using, but your prices might be a little lower sometimes as well. And like Andy's saying, and Patrick, it does make you a better flyer. You become more in tune to what's going on. You feel the airplane, because taking off and landing is a different bird. It's like trying to shoot an arrow tail feathers first, and you got to keep it pointed the right direction.
Or riding a tricycle down a hill backwards.
Exactly, or trying to stand up in a hammock.
What are you guys talking about?
Patrick, do you got one?
That's like being on a pogo stick?
Yeah, there we...
Not really.
No, that's more like for helicopter pilots on the pogo stick.
Probably.
Going up and down like
that. Yeah, bouncing on top of a basketball.
It's like, oh, there you go. This is exactly like flying a helicopter. Up and down, up and down. But no, seriously, folks, I mean, that's the best thing to do is just go to your local airport and start asking. Or if you see a hangar open and a bunch of people, go up and introduce yourself. They might give you a direction of which way to go.
Exactly. I think a lot of people are afraid to talk to people at airports because, ooh, they're getting into this new environment where there's pilots and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they will be more than happy to talk to you.
And for the pilots, being one now myself an aviator, go up to these people when you see them. Don't just let them walk by. Introduce them in.
Yeah.
Take it from the other side, not just the student side, but as the aviator side. Welcome them. We need more people. We need more generations of flyers, you know, but just... A lot of the old flyers are getting older, and they're retiring their birds, and it's passing along, you know. We're just, I heard an old saying, I can't remember how it goes. Andy, do you remember we're just curators?
Right. Caretakers.
Caretakers.
Caretakers of all these antique airplanes.
Yeah. Let's keep
same way
flying
with the warbirds too.
Yeah.
Would you say the same with spam cans?
Well, not exactly.
Radio silence.
Yeah. Hey, you know, if it flies, it flies. Ultralight, glider, everything. You know, you're up in the sky, you're feeling it. It shouldn't really matter what it is.
And if you're a youngin', there's options too, like flying gliders.
Yeah.
And also, take advantage of your young eagles flying.
Right. We do a lot of young eagle flights here at Marine. So. Yep.
And that is?
To the EAA.
EAA.
Right.
EAA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's a free flight for them, right?
That's correct.
That's right. So
that's something I'm looking forward to myself to doing here soon someday. So
well, good.
I'd like to do
that's
that
great
myself.
That's great. Matt Vandervoort!
We got Matt Vandervoort from Buckeye Aviation.
Say hi, Matt.
Well, hi there, fellas.
How you doing, Matt? What do you guys got? What do you guys got working on over there?
An annual on a chair. Well, finishing up the discrepancies from an annual on a Cherokee 180.
That sounds like fun.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Cherokee 180. That's one of Andy Hines' favorite airplanes.
It is, isn't it? Andy, how much time do you have in one of those?
Zero.
All right.
All right.
Andy's an expert on that one.
I have never been in any model of Piper besides a Cub or a PA-11.
Wow.
So you would say that he's not really diverse.
Well, he's
in the nosial area.
In the nosial aircraft.
Now, you know, yes. I have, you're going to laugh at this, I only have 7 hours of nose wheel time total.
Holy monkey.
Wow.
7 hours in a what?
A Cessna 150.
Cessna 150.
And then I have...
wow.
7 hours?
Let's see. No, I guess I had 7 hours in a Cessna 150, but then I have flown a 206, and I've flown a Navion.
Matt, how many hours you got on that nose wheel?
About 5.
Whoa.
So Andy's got you beat?
He might. It sounds like it.
How many hours you got a two wheel so far?
Just over 120.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's not bad at all.
Wow.
And you're working towards your private right now, right?
Correct.
That's awesome.
Oh, I guess I lied. That would put me up to 7 now. It's my last. I do have 2 more hours that I forgot about in the 172 at the school.
And where are you learning to fly? How'd you get started since we got you here?
I got started with my grandpa. As soon as I was out of diapers, he was taking me off gallivanting around the country.
Gallivanting?
Gallivanting diapers?
In diapers.
No, out of diapers.
Out of diapers.
Out of diapers.
Grandpa refused to do diapers.
I still wear diapers.
I can't
believe
it.
We do. We
wear diapers. Diapers all the time.
Especially
when we're going cross country, it's the best way to fly because you're like,
oh. Wait a minute, what about my big water bottle?
Well, that was you. You weren't wearing diapers.
Once again, did you see me have to go to the bathroom? Nope.
No. He was comfortable all the
way.
I was
like, sure, I'll drink that gallon of orange juice. Oh, jeez. There's actually, I think, a lemonade of some sort. I can't remember.
It's cold up here.
I told you it was lemonade, but anyway.
Oh, yikes.
I wonder why it was so bitter and not sweet.
So then you decided to go to a flight school. How'd you select that school?
They're partnered up with Sinclair Community College up here, and I'm using my post-9/11 GI Bill for it.
Oh. GI Bill. Marine Corps, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir, for what you did.
Yes, thank you.
Hoorah!
Thanks to all our troops out there.
Why does Andy get to say hoorah? He can't say hoorah. He was never in the service.
Yeah.
That's just, you know, that just is so degrading to you, sir. I apologize for that. Gosh. Back. Let's get back to this, because you know this is killing me here. Hoorah.
The hoorah.
My brother is in the Marine. He'd kick my butt if I did that to him. So.
All right.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I'd say.
Get out there. Make the first step. Don't be afraid to do it.
If you're a student, get out there. If you're an aviator, welcome him in. Take him for a ride. Let him see what it is. Let him have the controls for a minute. You know, let him fly.
Yes.
So, but hey.
What's going on?
Air show.
Air show!
That was fun.
Yeah!
That was fun. What was the highlight for you?
You know, we were down there at the PSA hangar. Kind of, we were like, you know, we're exclusive with the Hartman and Hilt show. You know, we don't have to sit with all
but
the
other yahoos. But we didn't have passes.
Well, Andy got us
and we,
in.
They wouldn't let us cross the tarmac to go and hang out with everybody.
That's true.
We had to stay with Andy.
Yeah.
We couldn't leave.
We tried to leave, but we heard, "Get on the ground!
Get on the ground!"
So we ran the other way and changed clothes real quick.
You kept saying, "Don't tase me, bro." Don't tase me! You've been tased before, Mike.
I have. I have been tased. Not in a bad way. I volunteered. Here at
wow,
the airport.
Wow, you volunteered to get tased.
Yes, it was back in the day. And
so did you twitch?
Yeah.
So if I tase
he fell to the ground like a tree.
Is it really?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, everybody.
Did they even lock arms or nothing?
No, this was me getting hit alone.
Oh, you just
yeah. Yeah, we weren't going to touch him. I didn't want that flowing through me.
Your You're a brave man.
It was done in a controlled environment.
Well, it didn't hurt him because they did it in his forehead.
Wow. You're an ass. Okay.
They tased you in the forehead?
No.
That's just sad. I apologize, ladies. Mike, he's single. He's a great guy. He needs love. He's been tased.
That's great. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
I'm Mike.
This is Mike Buzzard Hartman.
I've been tased.
He's been tased.
That's a good pickup line.
You know, I've been tased. You know, if you were able to survive a tasing, I'm pretty sure a chick would be like, what it was like being with a guy who's been tased. Well, you know, Mike right here is ready to answer that question.
Yeah, not that eventful. Anyway.
All right.
My favorite part, besides the Aeroshell team, which you'll get to later.
SNJs.
Was we were sitting in the hangar, and we're nice and relaxed, and a MiG-17 takes off and goes buzzing around. Now, they had the Sabre jet fly earlier.
And that was not that impressive to me.
Yes, but we fought against that, you know, the MiG with the Sabre during the Korean War.
You know,
right? And I mentioned that.
But not that Sabre.
Not that
Sabre. But if they did a dogfight at the air show to the death...
Or not that MiG.
Not that
MiG. MiG, yeah. Yes.
That MiG and that Sabre fight to the death, like you said... Oh my gosh, that'd be awesome.
Well, they could have used lasers and then
lasers?
Turn the smoke on once it got hit.
Oh, right.
So that way people aren't actually, you
like
know,
laser tag?
Bullets right. aren't flying into the crowd.
But that'd right. be so crazy.
It would be cool. But anyway, this thing takes off and it comes around and then it disappears. And everybody's just kind of sitting there. I think Andy was actually flying some porcelain at the time.
Yes, so he was. He was a porcelain something.
He missed this. So we're sitting there, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, boom! Right over the open hang. I mean, if we were on the roof and jumped up, we could have touched this guy. He was there, afterburner on.
I don't think I'd want to touch him. It'd probably burn my hand off.
Well, no, you don't actually want to touch him. I'm just trying to give the folks an idea how close he was.
But still, yeah. I can, like, melt my fingers off.
Well, yeah, yeah. But that was neat. I thought that was the neatest moment of just sitting there, you know, kind of it really killed the boredom. Yes. Okay, how about...
I'd have to say for me that the best part of the whole entire show would have to be that little air tractor thing.
Oh, Dusty.
Dusty from the new Planes movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so fast. Not really. He had smoke system, though.
Yeah. It was that tractor just like I have with the PT-6 on it.
But I thought your duster, Ernie, was a lot faster than
it
that.
It is, because I do have JATO assist.
And it needed the JATO assist.
I'm thinking about making a twin engine.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are you going to put the other engine?
I don't know yet.
That's going to be kind of dangerous.
I'd make it like an autogyro.
Holy cow!
Look who we have
ladies
here.
Ladies and gentlemen, real quick, we've got the man. I'm going to have Patrick introduce
the
him.
Man.
The petroleum myth. Transfer engineer.
Yes.
Yes. The legend,
this.
David.
Watson.
This. Mr. Watson, how are you this evening?
Just lean close to the microphone.
You got to get close to the microphone, yeah. David.
I'm jolly good, thank you.
Yes!
Oh, I've got to love that voice.
And you are from?
Not Australia.
Burbank.
Not Australia.
Okay, just because we tried
Burbank.
Burbank, Michigan?
Sounds,
he's from Michigan.
Sounds kind of New Yorkish.
New Yorkish?
Yeah.
You're New York City, like the chili, right? Or that salsa.
I don't say coffee. I say coffee.
Coffee.
He speaks the good English.
He's British.
He's British, yes. You know.
And Dave, what do you do out here at Marine Air Park?
Everything.
That's about right, actually. I'd say he does about everything.
I'd say Dave is the man.
Dave, I have to ask you one big question. How do you cut the grass to get the lines?
To get what lines?
The lines in the grass when you cut the grass.
Well, you steer the tractor in a straight line.
Hello. You ought to try that sometime, Patrick.
I've been doing it wrong this whole time.
Exactly.
Man. I need to lay off the booze.
You do a beautiful job.
I mean, when I land here, it is so perfect. It's so nice.
And what do you, are you an aircraft owner?
I am.
And what do you own?
I own an ultralight Challenger.
That thing is zippy fast. I saw it flying. It's very, very nice.
It's zippy.
Zippy fast.
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 That's why they call it the Challenger.
How fast are we looking at?
So about 120. Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Nice,
that's pretty good.
Wow. It's impressive.
So it flies as fast as it needs to fly.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Very good, Dave. Very good.
Stays in the air.
But you people need to come down here. You can meet Dave Watson, and he handles everything.
Yeah,
pretty
he
much.
Pretty much runs it. I mean, we have our airport manager, George.
George.
But you don't want to see George. You want to see David.
You want to meet David.
David is the man. And when you're sleeping, go, hello, David.
You know, hello, David.
That was Australian.
Hey, Dave, why don't you plug your fly-in coming up?
Yeah, you get that big fly-in. Go ahead. Yeah,
big fly-in, 6th and 7th, camping, food, even a movie maybe.
What kind of food are you going to be having, David?
Edible.
That's edible. Yeah. You see, this is the humor you get when you come to Marine Air Park.
We right. need to have Dave on the show more often.
What kind of food do you get? Edible food.
It's edible food.
What's for dessert?
You bring your own dessert. What do you want us to do?
So I'm going to fly 500 miles to this fly-in, spend $3,000 on gas, and I don't even get a cupcake.
You're telling me there's going to be no cupcakes, no cake.
Not if you're flying an ultralight, you ain't coming 500 miles.
At least the man's realistic, though.
Yeah. I suppose you could trailer it in.
You could, and I believe people are going to do that.
Oh, wow. Really? Actually, you know, we had a guy here yesterday asking about the powered parachutes.
Yeah, we got five of them coming at least.
Yeah, at least five.
Oh, my God.
Five?
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Man, so, you know what we should do? We should treat the ultralights and the powered parachutes as if they were the hot air balloons, you know. German observation balloons.
Huh. A Zeppelin!
We can fly around them and...
All you got to do is treat us as if we're the elite.
If you're the elite.
Treat you like you're the elite.
The elite, says David Watson.
Folks, wow. I'm inviting you to come down July 6th and 7th. To see the elite ultralight team.
The elite.
It's called the Triple H. It's right now in a ground maneuver program right now.
Oh.
But I hear they wear pink Zoom bags, pink helmets, pink gloves, pink shoes.
And a cape.
And a cape.
And a cape.
Okay. They are probably the most intricate ultralight team out there. The Triple H.
And once they start flying, it's going to be really crazy.
Yes. They're still looking for ultralights. So, folks, if you want to donate some, let them know.
Donate some. Hey, come on down the 6th and 7th and donate your ultralights.
Yes, bring them. Bring them. Yeah,
we need full them. Aerobatic ones and something that can get me off the ground.
Wait, they got aerobatic ultralights?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yes.
How about that?
Yes.
I wouldn't mind flying one of them. That'd be kind of fun.
So, well, I'll tell you what. We're going to go to commercial here real quick. Hey, Dave, why don't you take us to commercial?
Yeah.
All you got to say is we'll be back with the Hartman Hilt Show.
Tell them.
Say it.
Tell them.
We'll be back with Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
Wow. There we go. All right, folks, I guess we'll be right back. This is Warbird Radio.
Hey, it's Matt from Warbird Radio Live. Listen, if you're trying to find something special for one of your aviation buddies, visit us online at warbirdradio.com/deals, DEALS, warbirdradio.com/deals for some great offers from aviation memorabilia, just the cool stuff that all pilots will enjoy. You can find it at warbirdradio.com/deals. And remember, every dollar that you spend there on the deals page or even through our Amazon store, which is on the right side of the screen there, it helps keep the station on the air. And boy, every penny helps, and we certainly appreciate your business. WarbirdRadio.com/deals.
Jeff Harold here from Shaden Precision Eyewear. Shaden offers unmatched headset comfort with the best in titanium and composite frames and non-polarized lenses. Eyewear for the true aviator. Visit us online now at Shaden.com. That's Scheyden.com. Again, Scheyden.com. Be sure to enter the promo code WARBIRD, and you're going to receive 30% off your order. Visit Shaden.com right now. Put in WARBIRD and get 30% off.
Our thanks to our friends at Aerospace Specialties, the industry standard for quality, craftsmanship, and precision. When it comes to handcrafted compound-formed warbird parts, look no further than our friends at Aerospace Specialties. They've been doing this since 1971, and they're standing by now for your order. Aerospace Specialties, call them today, 304-647-5024. That's 304-647-5024.
Reminding you that radio engines don't leak oil. They just mark their territory. This is Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
The dumb just got dumber. This is Hartman and Hill.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hartman. And this is Patrick Starfish Hild.
What was that, Mike?
Really?
I thought that was good.
You change up the intro?
Well, Matt wrote Buzzer on the last
article. I saw that. He put you as Buzzer. I was like, Mike, Buzzer.
It's Buzzard.
Buzzard.
Duh.
Buzzard. Okay, Andy, he's here. What's going on, Andy? Say hi.
Hi, Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Well, you know, all that mail's covering him up, so you know.
Yeah, no, it's just his head sticking out. That's a similar, a familiar sound.
Like a gag bowl.
That was the gag bowl sound.
It's interesting how they're both the same.
Yeah,
so,
well, we don't use that on him anymore. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, he chewed a hole through the ball. The guy's got razor sharp teeth, like a shark.
Well, back to the Dayton Veteran Air Show. I liked Dusty. You liked the MiG flying over. Andy Hines, what was your favorite act or favorite aircraft there at the air show that you saw?
Well, the MiG was good, I have to admit.
But you were in the bathroom.
Okay. And then...
He was in the bathroom.
He was in the bathroom.
He missed it. He was flying the porcelain thing.
Oh, right. Let me clarify.
Yeah.
My favorite moment in the air show was the MiG.
Oh.
Yes. No, but anyway, continue.
Bathroom. And I liked seeing the Corsair fly.
Oh.
I liked seeing Fifi fly.
That was nice.
And the P-51.
Those were neat.
The Tuskegee P-51, yeah.
Right.
But Razorback model.
The best thing, I think, to me, because I like round engines, were the Aeroshell T-16.
Oh.
Wait a minute. His favorite was the Aeroshell T-16.
You know, you sit there and you watch them perform.
You watched them. You watched them?
You know, and they're doing the full aerobatic routine. They're all together.
Yeah.
Sounding good. You know, a lot of noise. Really loud.
Did you see the part?
Did you see
when the one came down and landed real quick then took off?
And then took back off? Did you see that, Andy?
No.
You didn't see that?
Because, that didn't happen.
It didn't happen, but.
How about the Barnstormer's loop? What'd you think?
Did you see that?
No.
Why didn't you? No, wait. So wait. The Aeroshell, four-ship T-6, that was your favorite part of the show.
Exciting. Excitement.
These guys are amazing.
I mean, they were tight. They were very tight formation, but still.
What?
The question goes back to Andy.
How about the barrel roll?
The barrel roll. You saw that, right?
No.
He didn't see that.
You didn't see that.
You didn't see them go formation into the barrel roll, then split off into the four corners.
No, I can't, no.
But that was your favorite.
But they're loud,
yeah,
and they make a lot of smoke, you know, and they're exciting. And
I bet Andy uses one of those sleep baby monitor things that give off sounds.
Yes.
To go to sleep, because if I'm not mistaken, what was he doing?
I believe you were sleeping.
Andy was sleeping during the last routine.
One of the most awesome acts out there. My actual favorite part of the show.
I would enjoy too.
And Andy is racked out like a little baby.
Yes, folks, we have video and pictures of Andy sleeping at the air show.
We've got him.
We've got him, and you're going to get him too.
It was hot.
Yeah, so I couldn't sleep in that heat.
We were in the shade.
Especially with this noise in the background.
Yeah! Whew, that was a good one.
A little lightheaded on
that
one.
I
think I'm going to pass out like Andy.
I'm going to take a nap.
Oh, my goodness.
It was kind of fun. We entertained ourselves, took pictures of him. Hey, Dave, you leaving?
I'm going to go fly.
Dave's going flying. That's some good stuff.
That's
right
what
there.
We do around
That's what
here.
We fly around here.
Fly.
Yep.
Sleeping during Aeroshell.
I don't know. I don't got an answer for that, really.
I don't. But it was an amazing show.
I don't think I've ever slept during an air show.
I've slept when there's nothing going on. You know, like up at Oshkosh.
I can say that I've slept during the air show at Oshkosh a number of times.
Oh my gosh. What's so interesting is Andy's he's sitting upright, perfectly fine, looking at the air show, and in about 30 seconds, he's out.
Done.
His head just dips to the side, and he's just out. Out cold. It's Weekend of Bernie's right
and,
there.
And it's kind of a thing with Andy, because we try to collect as many pictures as we can of Andy sleeping in various areas. And if he's really out, we add props.
Yes. Yes, we do. Remember that time when I actually was driving into the airport, and I saw that like bag out front here, and I almost blasted over with my truck, and I found out it was Andy sleeping.
Yeah, he decides to sleep where people park.
And he didn't even get up after I honked the horn and said, Andy, are you dead? Didn't get up, didn't move, didn't even twitch.
Oh, that would have been like boom, boom, boom.
Boom, That's right.
That's crazy. Going out to Aaron
there.
Perry out there.
Aaron Perry, that one was for you. Boom, 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 buddy.
Little inside joke for our listeners.
Yes, it is.
Folks, we have had a wonderful time.
Yeah, I had fun at the air show. That was a blast.
A great time at the air show. We're having a wonderful time doing the show.
Yeah.
Please keep listening.
Definitely. I mean, we got July 6th for the flying up here, which we're inviting everybody to come out to.
We got the Waco flying this week.
Hey, yeah. We got the Waco flying. Andy, tell us about that again. Just a little reminder of what's going on for that for this weekend.
Well, I'm leaving Wednesday in the Waco, heading east. And it's at Wynkoop Airport, Mount Vernon, Ohio, 54th Annual National Waco Flying.
How many Wacos are you expecting this year?
Anywhere from 25 to 35. It all depends on the weather.
Nice.
Yeah, weather and just distance. I mean, what's the furthest Waco you've had flying so far to the flying?
Well, we've had Wacos come from the West Coast, from California.
Really?
Yep.
Flown all the way over, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
That'd be pretty impressive to see. I know that we still had our one friend that flew over, Summer Martell. She came over just for the ladies' tail draggers.
Right, from Washington State. Right.
I mean, that's a haul right there. It took her, what, 4 days to get here?
Yeah.
About 4 days?
Three or four days to get here, yeah.
So, yeah, I can imagine, you know, flying a Waco over here. Just
yep.
3 or 4 days from California.
That's a long way.
Matt, are you going to go? Are you going to meet us up there?
I don't know yet. I'd like to. It's been a long time since I've been up here.
Sir, we need a definite answer.
Yeah, that sounds a little wishy-washy.
You're like, I don't know. There's lots of things to do.
I know. I might have to.
Hey, my wife's out of town. I'm a bachelor for the weekend. I think I'm just going to stay home and watch television.
Yeah, you can't even use the family excuse.
Yeah.
But we do have another annual lined up on Saturday. I forgot about.
Yeah, but those come around every year.
Yeah, every year you get an annual. Come on.
That is true.
Yeah. What's one day? Let's go up on Saturday.
Waco flying's different every year.
Every year's different.
Yep.
Same planes, different people.
We're going to have the Hartman and Hill show there.
Yes, we're going to be there Saturday on live. The golf cart, live. Live on the golf cart, driving around and checking out some airplanes.
But the show probably won't come out till Tuesday.
But we're live.
We
like,
are.
Like, we're live, like right now. We're live.
Yes, we are live right
I'm
now.
I'm living, you're living, right? There so is, we're live.
There is no
we're,
editing that goes on.
No, wow. We are alive.
Alive.
Well, you know what? We should change the name from the Hartman and Hilt Show Live to the Hartman and Hilt Show, We're Alive.
We're alive.
We're alive. Because, you know, it sounds like we're live, but we could actually be like, we're alive. Like, yes, sir. Like, yeah, sure, but yes, sir.
I think you might not be onto something.
Right.
You don't think that'll work? I think that's an amazing idea.
I don't know.
Matt, what do you think?
Matt?
Alive?
I'm kind of leaning towards not.
Sorry, is that what you're going to say about going
right.
to walk
so, yeah, flying? I'm, yeah, you know, yeah. I'm kind of wishy-washy.
Really?
I don't think yeah. it's
going to
work.
You're bagging on us now?
You're telling us no?
Live? Oh.
Pretty scheduled.
Really? Oh.
And we
oh.
were counting on it.
Yeah.
We were.
You know, don't make us call your
Does it go Sunday as well?
We'll, no, call, no. We'll call your family.
Yeah.
Sunday flyout day?
Yeah. Everybody's day. Gone by 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
They Sunday. All just fire them up and just gluck, 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 gluck. And that's it. That's over.
But yep. you can't Next get year. A blow-up Waco on a stick.
I love saying
this
that.
This year, no. we had no
Nothing
military
up.
At the air show, but they had the jet bus. And what did Andy get you?
A blow-up jet bus on a stick.
Yes, he did. He came through.
That was crazy. Watching the bus do like 900 miles an hour down the runway.
It had parachutes and everything.
Oh, it doesn't look right.
My favorite part, he blows it all the way down to the other end and gets towed back by like a Suburban.
Yeah.
It's like, blew it, got nothing left, let's pull me back.
Nice run, Charlie. We'll tow you back with the burb.
That's right. We'll take you back with the burb doing 25.
I guess we did have technically military aircraft there.
Well, we didn't have
None
any
of our current military.
We didn't have any
former
current military yes. stuff.
Which so. One day we'll get them back. And,
hopefully.
You know.
I'd love to see the Blue Angels.
The Blue White, we need to keep people on that. Keep writing in to your Congress people.
Definitely.
And get on some people about
How about the air show folks? Help them out, you know.
Exactly.
Without these big acts, it's hard to get other people to go. Oh.
Uh-oh.
What do we Did hear? Do you hear that? Sounds like a Challenger.
Here it comes.
Here comes a lawnmower.
I don't know if it's a lawnmower.
Hey, is that a weed eater? Oh, he's flying. Wow, he's way up there. I don't even see him.
It's Dave Watson
flying.
The Challenger.
The Challenger.
Patrick, I know we didn't have time to get to it this week, but I know you're dying to talk about something next week.
Grass cutting.
Grass cutting.
Well, I got to ask Dave, but he didn't give me an answer. He just said straight lines. I mean, I was asking about, like, the colors, you know, how you make them, like, dark and light, but no one ever seems to give me the answer. I get stuff like that. Oh, you drive the tractor straight. That's how you get the lines.
We'll get totally in-depth on it.
We need to get into the grass scene because, you know, I'm telling you, it's an untapped market.
And we will get in-depth on more Hanger Talk.
Yeah, Hanger Talk is always fun.
Next week, keep listening to us.
Waco Show. We're going to do it.
We will do the Waco Show. Next time you hear from us, we'll be up in Mount Vernon, Ohio.
Stay tuned, folks. We'll be on what, next week?
Next week.
Next week.
Next week.
Next week?
Next week.
Next week.
Hopefully every week.
Hopefully every week, not just next week.
They don't cancel the show.
Matt, did you have a good time?
I had a great time. Thanks for having me.
All right. Andy, anything you want to say?
No.
All right. Well,
man, a few words. I'm getting sleepy.
Oh, great.
Well, from the Hartman and Hill Show, I'm Mike Buzzard Hartman.
I'm Patrick Starfish Hill.
And I'm Ace Andy Hines.
Bye!
He had to throw that in there.
Yeah.
The Ace Andy Hines thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's just crazy. Yeah.
Come on back to the Andy Show next week.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
No.
Thanks for listening, folks.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
What the potty mouth.
We've seen Alice in Wonderland.
We've seen Alice in Wonderland, Tweedledee, Tweedledum.
We actually did.
You're the Mad Hatter.
Pass the soap.
That was 17 minutes, 16 something.
So
we actually
what?
Did about 4 more minutes, which was good.
Please. Think you're tough talking that way?
Kicking butt. Tweedledee, Tweedledum.
I
then we got Hoorah over here. Hoorah. You son of a woman.
I think that was nice. I thought that he actually liked that.
What?
This is Rudy.